USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FBI is assisting with a hostage situation at a Jewish synagogue in Texas. A man claiming to be armed has taken the rabbi and three others hostage at Congregation Beth Israel in Colleyville, Texas. The suspect is claiming to have put explosives in unknown locations and has demanded to speak with his sister, who he says is Afia Siddiqui, a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted more than a decade ago in New York of trying to kill American military personnel and FBI agents in Afghanistan. The hostage taker inside the synagogue is apparently demanding to have his sister freed from prison, where she's serving an 86-year sentence. The Biden administration and Texas Governor Greg Abbott say they're closely monitoring the situation in Colleyville, which is just northwest of Dallas. This is USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
A shooting at an Oregon concert venue has left 6 people injured and police looking for the shooter. The Eugene Police Department said it received reports of shots fired outside Wow Hall about 9:30 on Friday night. The shooting took place during a concert by rappers Lil Bean and Zay Bang. Eugene Police Chief Chris Skinner.
We responded down here within 2.5 minutes to a scene and a call of gunshots here at the Wow Hall at 8th and Lincoln. We've got 6 victims that we know of gunshot wounds. One is critical and is at the hospital in surgery. Don't know the status of the others, but as you can imagine, the investigation is going to be ongoing. It's in its early stages. And what we're really struggling with is the fact that we know we have witnesses. We know we probably have video and audio evidence that's available. We just need people to feel comfortable to bring that forward so we can better understand what happened.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 4-foot tsunami hit the Pacific nation of Tonga and prompted warnings in other nearby islands and also coastal areas of New Zealand after an underwater volcano exploded. The waves crashed into Tonga's largest island and flooded coastal roads, as well as the Main Street waterfront and properties in the capital of Nuku'alofa. The palace grounds were also swamped and prompted the evacuation of Tonga's king, Tōpū VI. The nearby island of Fiji issued an advisory asking people living in low-lying areas to move to safety. The tsunami advisory also affected the island of Vanuatu. The volcano first erupted on Friday, with ash rising 12 miles into the air. Then a second eruption triggered the 4-foot tsunami. Posts on social media showed waves crashing into coastal homes after the volcano exploded. Another movie service is hiking its prices. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Get ready to pay more for that Netflix subscription. The basic plan going up to $9.99 a month. The standard plan will cost $15.49, while the premium plan is now $19.99. Netflix saying customers will get an email 30 days before they see the price hike show up. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.